Turning to the escalating conflict in Eastern Europe, Russia launched what Ukrainian officials are calling a massive overnight barrage that killed at least 17 people across multiple Ukrainian cities. This represents a significant escalation in intensity and suggests Moscow may be responding to recent Ukrainian successes in degrading Russian energy infrastructure.
The strategic context here is crucial. President Zelensky revealed that Ukraine has successfully knocked out 40% of Russia's refining capacity through targeted strikes on energy facilities. This is having real economic impact on Russia's war funding capabilities and explains why we're seeing this intensified response. When you hit an adversary's ability to generate revenue from their primary export commodity, they typically escalate elsewhere.
What's particularly significant is new territorial data showing Russia's net territorial gains in Ukraine have turned negative for the first time since 2023. This suggests Ukrainian forces are not just holding defensive positions, but actively reclaiming ground, which fundamentally changes the conflict's trajectory and Putin's strategic calculations.
The economic pressure on Russia appears to be mounting, despite Putin's public dismissal of his advisors' warnings that war spending is unsustainable. When you're losing territory while your energy revenue streams are being systematically destroyed, the fiscal mathematics become increasingly challenging, regardless of political rhetoric.
Ukrainian intelligence chief Kirilo Budanov made a notable statement calling ending the war before winter realistic. This isn't typical Ukrainian messaging, which has generally avoided specific timelines. When intelligence officials start discussing concrete timeframes, it suggests they may have insights into Russian capabilities and limitations that aren't publicly visible.
The timing connects to broader diplomatic efforts we're seeing. Reports indicate President Trump personally urged Chinese leader Xi Jinping during their May summit to use Beijing's influence to restart stalled peace negotiations with Russia. This represents a significant shift in U.S. diplomatic strategy, leveraging economic relationships to apply pressure for conflict resolution.
China's position as Russia's largest energy customer gives Beijing considerable leverage over Moscow's war financing, but it also complicates their strategic calculus. Supporting peace negotiations could strengthen China's relationship with the West while potentially weakening their partnership with Russia. These are the kinds of complex geopolitical trade-offs that can shift conflict dynamics when economic pressures reach critical levels.
Meanwhile, President Putin's response to recent Ukrainian strikes has been to vow inevitable punishment over the Starobilsk strike that killed 21 students in occupied Luhansk. The fact that he's convening Kremlin meetings to address these incidents suggests real concern about Ukrainian operational capabilities and the sustainability of current Russian positions.
The conflict's evolution toward more targeted infrastructure strikes and precision operations indicates both sides are adapting their strategies based on resource constraints and strategic objectives. When the war shifts from territorial control to economic degradation, it often signals we're entering a different phase where diplomatic solutions become more viable as military options become more costly.